It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Dunsin Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, our God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we come just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities. Please have mercy upon us and forgive us all of our sins in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our good undertakings we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 3. Yes, Genesis chapter number 3. God willing, this morning we are taking it from verse 22 to 24, the last three verses of that third chapter of the book of the beginning. And I'm reading this morning from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as we follow the readings. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing and application of his word in the name of Jesus. This is episode 4 on God's royalty. God's royalty. That is, the people of God's kingdom himself, the ruling class of God's kingdom. Yesterday, by God's grace, I was able to talk on loss of royal status. How we were deceived. We saw that we are having an arch enemy even up to now. Not just we have arch enemy to deal with, who was nursing a very malicious animosity against mankind because he was displaced from his rightful position after he misbehaved against the Almighty God, all-knowing God, all-powerful God. Then God showed him another side of him he has never seen before. God also sent him out of his rightful position. And with that, we could see from that Revelation chapter number 12, to be precise in verse number 12, how the Bible described him, that he came down with great wrath. And even the angels have to lament the people on earth. They raise a lamentation for the people on earth, that woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because that wicked man, that serpent, that Satan, that devil has been sent down to the earth. So woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. And that was the problem. That was how he came into the Garden of Eden, and then he deceived. The Bible called him he deceived the whole world. That is how it has been his way. Deceit has always been his way, to just lure people out of their rightful position, you know, to entice them. And that was what he used against them. So today, God willing, I wanted to talk on the displacement of royalty. Displacement of royalty. Just like I was saying during the second episode, the last two episodes, I was telling us that every king has dominion, and whosoever has dominion must have a domain. Yesterday, I was briefly mentioning it, that our location is very, very important to us. Let me quickly say this. The truth is this. There is no king that can reign with all his authority outside his domain. No king can reign with all his power and authority outside his domain. Meaning that your domain is where your authority is relevant. You are irrelevant the moment you are not in your place any longer. So displacement of man makes us irrelevant spiritually. It rendered all the authority, the authority that Adam and Eve has been enjoying in the garden. That same man that when he was in his rightful position, that was able to give name to every other thing that God created and brought to him to name. He was able to name them correctly. That same man now, after the displacement, the first product of that very union, guess what? Became murderer. Why was that? Because of displacement. He's no longer in his domain. He has lost control. He has lost authority. The authority given to him has been stolen away by the devil. It has been stolen away by the devil. And the reason why I am talking of this displacement today is this. Because of the importance for you and I to be relevant, then we have to go back to our domain, our place of authority. Unless we sit on our throne, there will be a problem. If we are no longer in our domain, we won't be able to rule and to reign any longer. That is the reason, that is the purpose for this particular episode. Am I saying we need to go back to the Garden of Eden? Yes. That is exactly what I am talking about this morning. That was the place where God gave us everything needed. That was the place where we don't need, you know, to struggle before we have everything, because it was the place of divine providence.
God has provided everything we need from before we were created. So, yesterday I was mentioning it that the first thing God created before he created man was a place. He created a place for man. He created the Garden of Eden first before he created ox. So, the place, your place is older than you. The place you are to rule and to reign is older than you. And when you are not in that place, if you are in any other place where there is no divine providence for you, there will be problem. There will be catastrophes everywhere. There will be problem everywhere. So, but quite unfortunate, how do we get back to our place now? Because the Garden of Eden, has been taken out of this planet Earth. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. You can make your own research as well. Because I've never heard it from anywhere that the Garden of Eden has been discovered by the, you know, the archaeologists. All the archaeologists, there are so many things that the archaeologists have been, you know, they have been discovering from the, even from of old up to this very moment we are talking about. But nothing has been discovered concerning the Garden of Eden. They have never been able to show us. The only thing we have been seeing is that the suggestions. That is what we have been seeing. The suggestion that, okay, maybe we have the suggestion maybe the Garden of Eden should be at Persian Gulf in Mesopotamia. That is it. Why do they suggest that? It's very simple. It's just because of this river. Hideke, according to the Bible, River Hideke, which is Tigris, the Tigris River, and Euphrates, those two rivers, that is where they runs into the sea. You know, the Bible talks about four rivers in the book of Genesis chapter number 2. That is the reason why they were just, you know, suggesting that peradventure the Garden of Eden should be somewhere around Persian's Gulf, because that was where that river runs into the sea. Aside that, there is nothing more about that place. So that make it interesting. That is the reason why you and I must know what to do before we can get back to where we lost it. We can get what we have lost. Because there is no physical evidence that we can get to that place on earth yet. It's been taken out. And for you to get back to that place, we have to go back to the gospel. John chapter 14 verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto God except through me. That's what Jesus himself said. Jesus is the only way to that garden of peace. Jesus is the only way to that garden of power. Jesus is the only way to your place of authority, for your place of enthronement, to your place of restatement. If you're going to restore you back, your place of restorement, only Jesus is the way back to that place. That is the reason why, if you want to, it is until you come into Jesus. So, God willing, tomorrow we go to the Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 2. It is when you come into Jesus, then you find your place in Jesus. That placement is now found in Jesus, far above principalities and power. That is where you and I can be. Until we are there, we cannot reign, we cannot rule, we cannot wait the authority that God gave us in the beginning any longer. Can you see the displacement of the royals, or the displacement of the royalty? Unless you get back to that place you have been displaced, it will be very hard for us. It will make the king, the royalty to be living like slaves. Yesterday, I was telling you that, you know, we can never ever compare the poverty of a royal status person with the wealth of the commoner. Yes, no matter how, there is no way you will see the royal family members. You will not know you have seen it. In every culture, there is a way they dress. You know them. You can differentiate them. You can discern them from commoners. It's very easy. That is the reason why yesterday I was telling you, the Bible says in that chapter 2, two of them, both the man and the wife, they were, you know, naked. They were not ashamed. They will not be ashamed because glory of God was covering them. But immediately they have disobeyed God, then there was trouble. Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. Father, let your mercy locate me. Let your mercy find me out today in the name of Jesus. I want my place back in you. I want my place back. I want my authority back. So let your mercy locate me today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out through the emails. johnzinayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O. Or johnzinjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the numbers +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.